Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 19 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Our title today is Battle Ready in the Midst of Miracles. Vance Havner said, "Salvation is a helmet, not a nightcap." Lee Maxwell said, "Our tent is pitched not in paradise, but on a battlefield." Our text today is Joshua 4:11-14. "And when all the people had finished passing over, the ark of the Lord and the priests passed over before the people. The sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the people of Israel, as Moses had told them. About 40,000 ready for war passed over before the Lord for battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all of Israel, and they stood in awe of him, just as they had all stood in awe of Moses, all the days of his life. The nation of Israel crossed over the Jordan River into the Promised Land. They had crossed over because of God's miraculous power and his faithfulness to keep his promise. Joshua 4:12 details that 2.5 tribes of Israel crossed over, armed before the people of Israel, ready for war and for battle. It's interesting to note that these 40,000 men were armed as they crossed the Jordan. All the people knew they would face more battles in the Promised Land. There would be 7 nations to overcome and constant battles to face. Spiritual victories precede future battles. When God takes you through your obstacles and leads you towards his will, the devil will attack. Even as the miracle is taking place, always stay armed for battle. Never rest on the miracles of God until you are in heaven and your enemy is forever defeated. Joshua 4:13 states that the Lord exalted Joshua on the day Israel crossed over. God assured the people that they could trust their leader Joshua just as they trusted Moses. The nation of Israel would need godly leadership. They would need a courageous general to lead them into battle and keep them focused on God's plan. Every time they called their leader by name, they were reminded that God saves. When God exalts a leader, it is for the benefit of his people. God never raises up a leader so that the leader can be praised. God elevates a leader to accomplish his purposes and bring glory to his name. We need more godly and courageous leaders focused on God and ready for battle. God has a unique way of fulfilling his will. His place and timing are always perfect. He works on a divine schedule, chooses people for a specific purpose, and picks certain places for special reasons. This special event would mark a special place for a future journey with Jesus. Between approximately 26 and 29 AD, a man came down from Jerusalem and began baptizing in the Jordan River. John's Gospel tells us the area where John the Baptist was baptizing. John 1:25-28 reads, "They ask him, 'Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?' John answered them, 'I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie.' These things took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing." In verse 28, the oldest manuscripts have the word Bethabara for the word translated Bethany. The Greek word Bethabara comes from Beth, which means place or house, and Abar, which means crossing. So, Bethabara can be translated the house of passage or the place of crossing. Many people believe that John the Baptist was baptizing people in the Jordan River at the place where the nation of Israel crossed the Jordan 1,500 years before. Only our God could orchestrate the details of the crossing to bring future glory to his name. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, would baptize people at the same place that a man whose name means God is salvation would lead God's people to the place God had promised. This reminds me of Abraham's willingness to offer Isaac at the same mountain that Father God would offer his only son for our salvation. Make no mistake, Jesus saves, and God cares about the details of your life. He leads you to where he chooses, because his plan is flawless. God also leads you to who he desires so that you can make a difference in their lives for his glory. Questions. How do you stay battle-ready as you experience spiritual victory? What part do you think your spiritual readiness for warfare plays in the future victories God has in store for your life? In what ways can you grow as a leader to be all that God has called you to be? Who has God specifically called you to lead? How does the place of John the Baptist's baptism give you more faith that God is in control of the details of life? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word. As we study it today and see the way that your plan is at work in every little detail, please teach us to have the kind of faith that expects you to show up in powerful ways in our lives. In Christ's name, amen.